This is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. The Obama administration continues to press for a military strike against the Assad regime following a chemical weapons strike 2.5 weeks ago. The president's audience, Congress, the American people, and the international community, all concerned over how to respond to a Syria already in turmoil. That's our cover story today, Diplomacy versus Force in Syria. The G20 summit wrapped up yesterday in St. Petersburg, Russia. President Obama spent much of the two-day event pressing foreign leaders to support a military strike on Syria. And late Friday, he got something. Half of the G20 nations joined the United States and signed a resolution demanding a strong international response to the chemical attack. But none offered any new military support. France had already announced it would back a U.S. intervention. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, a strike on Syria is the biggest challenge yet to President Obama's multilateralist approach.
At a press conference Wednesday in Stockholm, Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt showed why President Obama's coalition-building effort is an uphill climb. Reinfeldt stood shoulder to shoulder with the American president and said, "We won't be shoulder to shoulder with you on Syria."
Just to remind you, you're now in Sweden, a small country with a deep belief in the United Nations.
But Russia and China are making sure the United Nations Security Council stays gridlocked. On Friday in St. Petersburg, President Obama said, fine.
If we are serious about upholding a ban on chemical weapons use, then an international response is required, and that will not come through Security Council action.
Friday afternoon, the White House released a joint statement from about a dozen countries that called for a strong international response to Syria's use of chemical weapons. But the statement did not endorse a military strike. In St. Petersburg, Obama said he'll keep pushing.
It's a hard sell, but it's something I believe in.
This effort is personal for Obama. It means giving life to words he's been saying from the start of his political career.
The words of the international community must mean something. Those regimes that break the rules must be held accountable.
That was Obama accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway, at the very start of his presidency. 4 years later, he said almost the exact same thing during this trip.
And so the question is, how credible is the international community when it says this is an international norm that has to be observed?
Multilateralism has been the foundation of Obama's foreign policy. Barry Bleckman of the nonpartisan Stimson Center says there are philosophical and economic reasons for this. The U.S. is coming out of a decade of war and an economic recession. Acting alone costs money.
The burdens rightfully should be shared. There's no reason to expect the American people to pay the price of imposing peace and order on the world.
This is not the first time Obama's multilateralist philosophy has been tested. During Libya's revolt 2 years ago, Obama summoned a broad alliance, including the Arab League, the UN Security Council, and more.
We are acting as part of a coalition that includes close allies and partners who are prepared to meet their responsibility to protect the people of Libya and uphold the mandate of the international community.
More recently, when Islamist fighters overran cities in Mali, French soldiers took the lead. The U.S. provided intelligence and transportation, but never combat support. Now in Syria, this strategy seems to have hit a wall. Yet Obama plows ahead, even as one ally after another takes a pass. Dennis Jett teaches international affairs at Penn State.
Multilateralism is an important part of his foreign policy, but I always think of the quote from Madeleine Albright, "Multilaterally whenever we can, unilaterally when we must."
And indeed, President Obama has said that while he'd prefer an international team, if Congress approves a strike on Syria, he is prepared for America to go it alone. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.